Oh, baby. And it is Monday. Tay and Jay show back on the air. 3:05, April 18th.
Tax day.
It is tax day, except like in Pennsylvania because it's Patriot Day, so they moved that to Tuesday.
Oh, so they get an extension.
Right, yes. So if you do not have your taxes done, move quickly to Pennsylvania.
How much? What is the deadline? Like what?
I think it's midnight.
I did mine like 2 months ago.
Yeah, right. So. No, I think it's midnight tonight is the deadline, right? Okay. I think that's correct.
So and there's still time.
There's still time.
I wonder if we have any listeners right now going,
oh, you know we do.
Oh, my God. I knew I forgot something.
You know, did you, what do you call that when you you wait to do stuff?
Procrastinate.
That was me to a T my entire life.
No.
Oh, I know. It's hard to believe. It's like, do I have that final exam? Oh, that's today. Yeah, that's right. It's at 3. You know, maybe I should head to the library.
At least it wasn't yesterday.
Hey, I had a cool weekend.
Yeah, how was the weekend?
I had a great weekend. My son's baseball team won a championship for the first time ever.
Wow, congratulations.
So there's like 7 core guys to this team that have been there since 9, 10, 11. And we've added 5 other guys that have been terrific for us. And we got it done this weekend. So the kids were fired up.
So it has nothing to do with the first base coach?
No. No, I'm not even that this year.
You're not?
No, I just sit there and keep stats.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're the book guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff gave me this deal where I keep all the fielding stats.
Oh, okay.
And what it does is it keeps me from talking to everybody.
No.
Yeah.
I bet you're awful at that job.
I don't think he even looks at him when the game's over.
Right,
I think he pitches
wrong because you're talking to somebody.
He just knows that I'm there doing my job. But then the news got better because we went and ate. We ate dinner.
Okay.
And while we were sitting there eating dinner, in come some young-looking kids. And I'm like, boy, you know, and I start hearing them talking and stuff. And they're talking golf.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wonder if these guys are part of the Illini golf team. And they were.
Yeah.
So it was Chris DeForest, great kid. I had a chance to talk to Chris for a while. Gave him our Tay and Jay card. I'm like, you've heard of the Tay and Jay show, right? And he's like, no. And I'm like, what? What's wrong with you?
Come on, Langley was on the show.
Right.
He didn't tell everybody about it?
I guess not. All but right. Langley was there. And then I can't remember the other golfer's name, and I apologize. It wasn't Mason Jacobs, and now he'll kill me the next if I ever see him again. Probably won't. But those 3 were there, and we had a good visit. DeForest is from New York, so he was watching his Knicks trying to upend the Celtics.
Ooh. Knicks looked good for
a
while.
They did.
They looked good for a while, but fell to the Celtics.
But it was cool, and they were so nice.
Yeah.
Super nice kids. So
Mike Small's got a good program.
Yes,
there.
He does. He does. And we talked a little about golf, and I told him we'll have him on one of these days. Of course, Big Ten's coming up in a couple weeks, and Chris and those guys and Langley were like, yeah, that'd be awesome. We'll come on anytime. So.
Well, I had a solid weekend, too. Got to
What'd
catch up
do?
With some I caught up with some friends I hadn't
Sweet.
Met in a while. One was a buddy that lives here in Champaign that goes to law school. Another, one of my best friends. He's in my wedding party. He's one of
nice.
My groomsmen. He came down and visited me and my fiance, Tiffany. But Saturday, I pulled a lawn tee.
Oh, no.
I did something that I didn't think I'd ever do.
Can you pull a lawn tee on a Saturday?
Yeah,
you can.
A Saturday on my couch, I pulled a lawn tee.
Did you forget a game was on?
No.
Oh.
No. I was watching the Bulls.
Oh,
and
no.
You know me. I'm a laid-back sports fan.
I know where this is going now.
But when Kyle Korver hit that 3 to put them up, I went, yeah! All right. I pulled a lawn tee.
And your neighbors are like, wow, what was that?
Give me some hot sauce. I was yelling Stacey King on it. What a game that was.
Wow. Down 10 with what, 340?
Three and a half
to play.
And as a Bulls fan, you knew they weren't out of this game.
Yes.
This is what they do. They've done this all season to good teams, to bad teams.
Oh.
But they have the best. Well, one of the best closers in basketball. Derrick Rose just took over. Some of his plays just unbelievable. And then he finds Kyle Korver in the corner, hits that shot. I just exploded. Because it was the most frustrating game I've seen in the Bulls in months. And then they find a way to get out of it. And with everything that's happened the last week with the NBA playoffs, which was unbelievable, you sit there and go, I don't feel too bad about this. They got away with a win. The Pacers gave them their best game.
They did.
And the Bulls still won.
The Pacers could not miss in that game. And I'll tell you why. What's going to happen now? The Bulls will sweep that series easily. And that's the most damaging loss that could have ever happened to the Pacers. They controlled that game, lost the game. They're done. And I kudos to Indy. They shouldn't win the series anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave the Bulls, maybe that's what the Bulls needed, that little kickstart. Not that they needed it. They had the best record in the NBA. But sometimes that kind of a scary of a game like that can really get a team rolling. And I think the Bulls showed that they can do it.
Yeah, we'll talk more Bulls. Dave Wishnowski, CBSChicago.com blogger, will join us at 5:30. Mike Claiborne, St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster, will join us at the bottom of this hour, 3:30. A lot to talk about with the Cardinals, especially with a certain
Mr. Franklin. You mentioned Derrick Rose being a good closer. Can he pitch?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I would have him. He's got to throw it harder than Ryan Franklin.
Played baseball, but an NCAA champion joining the show, Tyler Mizuguchi, Illini gymnast, won the parallel bars last weekend, has an NCAA championship. He'll join us at 4:30.
Sweet. All right. So good news for him. I saw the picture of Justin Spring giving him a hug.
Mm-hmm.
He was excited about that. So we got a lot to get to today. You can give us a call, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. What went on in your weekend? Anything exciting? Did you watch these NBA games? The Blackhawks look bad. I mean, we got a lot of problems here, but we got to get updated on all this stuff. And you do that with a Warner Wrap, Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy Warner. This is your Warner Wrap, your sports update on the hour, every hour of the Tay and Jay Show. And the St. Louis Cardinals had an unbelievable road trip, but thanks to three blown saves by Ryan Franklin, they finished the 10-game trip out west just 6-4. The latest blow-up from Franklin came yesterday against the Dodgers. John Rooney with this report.
It was a pitcher's day yesterday. The Cardinals starting with Chris Carpenter. Chad Billingsley going for the Dodgers. Billingsley threw 8 scoreless innings, allowing only 2 hits, both by Matt Holliday. He walked 2, striking out 11, but did not figure in the decision. Chris Carpenter, a no decision. 7 innings, 5 hits. No walks, 6 strikeouts. The Cardinals took the lead against Jonathan Broxton with a 2-out double by Holliday, an intentional walk to Lance Berkman, and then David Freese singled in the Cardinals' run. Yadier Molina hit a little pop fly to right field. A great sliding catch by Aaron Miles kept the Cardinals from getting more. Then Trevor Miller came on to relieve Mitchell Boggs in the ninth inning. Andre Ethier doubled down the right field line. Matt Kemp followed, facing Ryan Franklin, and hit the ball over the wall just to the left of center field. His third home run of the year, his third hit of the day, and the Dodgers salvaged a game in the 4-game series, winning 2-1. We're back home tomorrow night. The Cardinals against Washington on the air at 6:20. And I'm John Rooney with a Redbird Recap.
You can hear tomorrow's game loud and clear right here on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. No one knows who the White Sox closer is, but Ozzie Guillen didn't even need one this weekend as the White Sox are swept by the Angels.
Wow.
With yesterday's comeback falling short in a 4-3 loss. Sox are now a game under 500. Cubs are also 7-8 after falling 9-5. To the Rockies and losing 2 out of 3 to Colorado over the weekend. One bright spot, though, Starlin Castro had 3 hits to raise his batting average to .418. The Bulls were seconds away from losing game 1 of the first round of the NBA playoffs to the Indiana Pacers, but Tom Thibodeau's squad hope to carry their late-game heroics into game 2 tonight. Tip is at 8:30 on TNT. There's not as much optimism for Chicago's NHL team as the defending Stanley Cup champions. May play the minimum amount of playoff games following a 3-2 loss to the top-seeded Vancouver Canucks last night. Down 3-0 in the series with the Canucks, the Hawks are win-or-go-home now. Game 4 is tomorrow at 7 at the United Center. 4-time NCAA champion Justin Spring now can add NCAA individual championships to his coaching resume as 2 Illini took home NCAA titles on Saturday. Senior Daniel Ribeiro won his 2nd NCAA title, tying for the top scorer in the Palm Horse, while junior Tyler Mizuguchi claimed his 1st NCAA title in the parallel bars. CJ Padera and Anthony Sacramento also took home All-America honors as the Illini finished 3rd as a team. On the women's side, Melissa Fernandez took 5th on the balance beam. Kim Landry's squad finished a school record 11th in the final rankings. Illini golf team played highest among the 10 Big Ten squads at this week's Illini Classic at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana, but it was only good enough for 2nd as Akron won the event. Illini baseball team lost 2 of 3 to Michigan over the weekend, and the softball team lost 2 to the 2nd-ranked Wolverines.
That was tough. I looked at that. 2 losses to Michigan by both programs. Mm-hmm. I asked those guys, DeForest and those guys, I said, so you guys finished 2nd. Who won the tournament? And he gives me this, Akron. The Akron Zips?
Yeah, Illini didn't even have their best meet, and they still finished 1st among Big Ten teams. So
I was going to say.
That looks good for the Big Ten title.
Dude, would you want to have golf and that stuff? All right, a lot to get to today. We're going to take your calls. 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
And is it finally time for a change for the St. Louis Cardinals closer? Ryan Franklin, 1 for 5. Juan's giving a big nod up and down. What do you think? Who should replace him? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
Kemp, strong right-handed batter, holds it high. Down on the end, deep in the box. He's ready, so is Franklin, and the pitch. Swing and a long drive to center field. This baby is going to send us all home. Kent has done it again. A two-run home run, and the Dodgers win this one as he went deep over the left center field board. And look at this Dodger outfit there at home plate to greet Matt Kemp with a game-winning walk-off home run.
Wow, Mike Shannon, KMOX, Cardinals, you heard it right here on 93.5, 95.3. Matt Kemp hitting a home run off Ryan Franklin, who blew his fourth save in five chances.
So, I'm a White Sox fan.
Yes.
I know how you feel.
Yeah, you've had the same problem.
At least Ryan Franklin has one save. But it's time, right?
It's done. Yeah, it's time.
It's time to sit the 38-year-old on the bench, yes, or at least put him in a seventh or eighth inning role. But who do you go to now? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
The numbers are not good. Four blown saves, five opportunities, ERA just under 12, eight hits, two walks, three homers, four and two-thirds innings. Hitters are hitting 364 against Franklin. So, you know what? Ryan Franklin the last 2 years has been really good in that Cardinals bullpen. He's not this year. La Russa's a loyal guy. He stuck with him. He did what he needed to do. It's time for a change.
Yeah, Mike Claiborne will join us at the bottom of the hour. We want to hear from you. 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
And I'll tell you who I think should replace him next. Tanjay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner, we are the Tay and Jay Show. And right now we're talking Cardinals baseball. Actually, we're not even really talking Cardinals baseball. We're talking Ryan Franklin baseball. Ryan Franklin is a wiffle ball pitcher right now in the big leagues.
Just serving him up.
He really is.
I don't know if I pitched to Matt Kemp in that situation. With the way he's
hitting, I kind of agree with that.
470, I would just pitch around him. Maybe don't intentionally walk him, make him chase something. But Franklin's just throwing him up there, and guys are just smoking him. Everything seems at least deep to the outfield. Yes. Even if it's an out, it seems deep to the outfield.
And it's hit hard. I mean, opening day, remember we laughed about it. The first two guys on opening day, one almost tore through David Freese's head. The next one went to the warning track. The next one left.
And I was asking some people on Twitter today, you can follow me at Warner Connect FM, who should take the spot? And I had a couple people say, are Bruce Sutter and Lee Smith available?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody said, Dennis Eckersley?
Hey, yeah, bring Eck back. Yes.
Who do you think should get the job? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
Well, I know Adam is a huge Cardinals fan. Let's go to him. Adam, how are you today?
Oh, hanging in there. Barely, though.
You know, the Cardinals would have gone 9-1 on a West Coast swing, which I know Adam is not as old as me, but I am 40, and I can tell you right now the Cardinals have maybe never played so well on a West Coast swing as they did this past 2 weeks or week and a half, and yet they finished 6-4 because they can't save a game.
I've been complaining about Ryan Franklin since he got the job.
So who's next? Who do you go to next?
You know, I look at our bullpen. The bullpen's weak and stretched out with McClellan having to start now.
Sure.
I almost give the ball to I think it's Batista. Is that right?
Yeah, Batista, who's been a veteran.
45.
Yeah, he's older than me, I think.
Yeah. And I look at this guy. He's been around a long time. He still throws hard. I mean, you got to find another. You got to find another closer for this team. Or else they aren't going to win at all. I mean, it shows, 4 of 5. Come on. I could do 4 of 5.
You know, the thing that scares me about Batista is I like him in his role. Right. I mean, I want a closer that can throw a ball past a guy.
And my thing is, he's 40. He's in his 40s. Yeah. This isn't a long-term solution.
Right.
Don't you want a guy that you can put in there and leave in there for a year or two?
Yes.
I just don't think Batista is a long-term answer. And, yeah, you're right. I don't think he has the stuff.
No. They've got a kid in the minors in Double-A, I think, and I can't for the life of me think of his name. They're grooming him, I think, for the next closer role. But right now, you've got Jason Mott and you have Mitchell Boggs sitting there, two young guys that can throw the ball upper 90s, even crack 100 in Mott's case. You've got to give them a chance right now, and I think Mitchell Boggs would be the first guy because Mott is a guy that can blow up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
I would use Mitchell Boggs from now for a while here as my closer and see what he does. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, does Franklin even deserve a spot on the rotation? I mean, or not in the rotation, but in the bullpen?
Well, I think Ryan Franklin would then take Kyle McClellan's spot in that seventh inning kind of deal.
Right.
Franklin's the kind of guy, and Adam, I'm going to let you go because we got another caller. Thanks for calling, though, my man.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I think Franklin's the guy that can eat up innings, right. Like if you're up big or down big.
Well, and you got to think. I mean, Ryan Franklin's a proven major league pitcher. And sure. I know Cardinals fans think, you know, this guy has had a bad career. But the last 2 years, I think he's been the seventh best in saves and closing opportunities. So it's just he's blown up. He's 38 years old. I just don't think he has it anymore. I think you put him in that seventh, eighth role because listen, his confidence is lost.
Correct.
Maybe he just needs to get that confidence back. But, yeah, I think you got to go with Mitchell Boggs right now. 9 innings so far this season, 12 strikeouts, only 3 hits. And the most important thing is he's got 3 walks.
Yeah,
so,
that's the big thing with him.
I mean, his walks and hits per inning pitch is under 1.
Yep.
So it looks like he's got the stuff. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, he's got some he can blow past hitters right now. And that's what you need out of a bullpen guy.
And Mike Claiborne, Cardinals broadcaster, is going to join us here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to ask him about this. But first, we're going to go to Mahalat. And Wayne. Wayne, how are you?
Hey, guys. Lonnie hit the nail on the head. First off, we want to make plain we're second-guessing the manager that's won 2,646 games.
Yeah, true.
Which is about 2,646 more than we have.
Exactly.
But having said that, for your radio program, we're going to go with Boggs.
Yeah.
The reason is he's probably got the most experience of the guys they got right now. And he's got 2 pitches, a fastball and a mean slider.
Mm-hmm.
Mott's got 1 pitch.
Yes.
And we're talking major league hitters. They're going to end up the same place Kemp's did last night.
Good point.
Too, according to Bernie Miklas, he had a good point today with Franklin. The swing, according to Stats LLC, I don't know if you're into stats, but Franklin gets hitters to miss at 16.3% of the time. 2 years ago, it was at 18%. This year, it is 9%.
Wow.
He's not a strikeout pitcher.
No.
You know, and when he doesn't have pinpoint control, we see what happens. I think he's an excellent choice for 7th, 8th inning, like he was for Isringhausen a few years ago.
True.
But I don't see how Tony can go in anybody but Mott.
Well, and I agree with you. And, Wayne, I'm with you 100% on your point about La Russa and the fact he's a Hall of Fame manager. And I even told Jeremy here when I got in today, I said, look, La Russa's a loyal guy, and Franklin the last 2 years has got it done, quite frankly.
Right.
So why not give him a shot? But I think at this point now, you've given him, you only get it, 30, 40 chances to save. So right now, you've given him 5, and he's blown 4.
Well, and there's one blown save is something. 2,
right.
2, okay,
exactly.
You're worried, but you let him go a little bit.
Yeah.
4,
right.
That's too many. I mean, there's a loyal to a fault. And
exactly.
I would be so surprised if La Russa sticks with him. If he sticks with him.
He is loyal to a fault. But if you remember in 2006, he did not pull Isringhausen until Isringhausen went to him and Dave Duncan and told him his hip was bothering him. He can't do it, and hence we ended up with Adam Wainwright, who at the time was said by Tony too inexperienced, which is where we're here now.
Yeah, which is where we're at, and that just happened to lead to a World Series strikeout of Brandon Inge, right?
That's right. And how about the one Carlos Belfry? I'll never forget that. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest strikeout in the NLCS with Beltran up, and I think bases loaded maybe in that situation.
Exactly. Well, but guys, hey, enjoy your show. Thanks for talking about the Cardinals, and you got the best sports program going right now.
Well, I appreciate that, Wayne, and please keep listening because we're going to have Mike Claiborne on next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show, Lante, Jeremy Warner, and we have Mike Claiborne, one of my favorites, on the phone with us from St. Louis. Mike, I know we're sitting here laughing off the air, but I said, now we're probably going to talk about Ryan Franklin. You're like, why?
Yeah, what did he do?
I think it's what he isn't doing, Mike.
Yeah, you know what? I'm almost used to what he's not doing.
Ooh.
Oh, I know.
It's tough. And you know, first of all, not that anybody really cares, Ryan Franklin is a really nice person.
Right.
And you hate to see anybody go through it. He's got one of those rubber arms where he's able to get pitches, 4 or 5 pitches over for strikes. But here's the deal. You know, he's not a fireballer. He's a guy that what they call, he pitches to contact. The problem is that more of the opposition's bat is contacting the ball. You know, normally he can get you to pound it in the dirt as a ground ball, you know, 6-3 double, 6-3 out. Now, you know, they're hitting it, you know, 460 feet into the seats, and that's where the difference lies. But it's an unfortunate thing. You kind of thought maybe that he would be able to pitch out of this. So everybody's waiting to get to the ballpark tomorrow to find out what the manager's going to do. And everybody's got their own feeling on what they should do. And I guess Tony will make a decision tomorrow.
Mike, have you seen a loss in velocity out of him? I mean, he's 38 now. I know it wasn't his thing. He wasn't a fireballer.
Right.
But still, they're catching up to this thing. And as you said, they're hitting the sweet part of the bat every time. I mean, even his outs seem like they're going 380 feet.
Well, you know, Jeremy, that's a good point. He was never a guy that threw hard. Frankie is a guy that throws between 88 and 92. If he throws 87 or 93, then 87 is going to be easier to be hit. And if it's at 93, it's going to be a lot flatter. It doesn't have as much movement on it. I think he's gone more along the line where his ball isn't moving as much. It's in the lower portion of the plate. I mean, lower portion of the strike zone. But it doesn't have any wiggle to it. So, therefore, these guys are sitting on it. And then the other thing is this. Teams that have been around Ryan Franklin enough to know that he's always going to be around the plate. Doesn't walk a lot of guys. So guys know if you just keep swinging, you're bound to catch up to something that you can drive.
Sure. Well, Mike, I respect your opinion probably more than anybody. You're around this team all the time. We know Tony La Russa's a loyal guy. I think, in my mind, I'm ready for a change. I'd like to see maybe Mitchell Boggs give it a shot. But we know who knows what Tony's going to do. But in your opinion, Mike Claiborne, what would you do right now?
I would agree with you. I think Mitchell Boggs is the guy you got to look at. Big, strong guy, got a couple of different pitches for strikes. I think he's got the mental makeup for the role, and I think he deserves a chance. I mean, you know, at one point last year, Mitchell Boggs was throwing harder than Jason Mott, and they used to have a little competition going to see who could get to 97 first. And then they were trying to get to 98. And then all of a sudden, that Adonis Chapman from Cincinnati came in, threw 105, and we stopped that game. And we went on to something else. But I think Boggs is probably the candidate that would garner the most attention. He had a decent spring. As I mentioned, he throws hard. And that's something we haven't had a real guy who could throw hard in a long time that was a closer.
Right. Talking with St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster Mike Claiborne. And, Mike, you kind of brought that up. You kind of led into my question, is that they haven't had, I mean, Isringhausen, Franklin, they're kind of movement guys. You don't see a lot of closers like that. Most of them are fireballers. They have one or two really good pitches. Is that just Tony La Russa's thing? I mean, I know Keith Folk was another guy out there.
No, Jeremy, I just think it's the fact we haven't had anybody.
Okay. Right.
Remember, when we first got Izzy, he could throw hard. Then he started to have some issues, and then he started throwing a cutter a little too much, and guys started to sit on it. You know, he lost some velocity as well, and between the shoulder and the Tommy John and everything else that was falling off of his body, he just became a guy who didn't throw as hard and was more of a guy with more trick pitches than anything else. You know, it's an art. You know, Chris Perez was a guy who threw hard
and traded.
They gave him up in the deal for DeRosa, and you know, I think at the time everyone felt, well, you know, Perez is never going to close here as long as Franklin's here. If you remember, Franklin was an all-star that year. So, you know, you had that to contend with. So, you know, it's just one of those things that they haven't found anybody. Now, I don't know if you saw the kid that they threw in over the weekend. And I can't think of it.
Sanchez.
Francisco.
Sanchez, right?
Yeah, Sanchez.
Sanchez.
I mean, and here was a guy who was dealing.
Yeah.
I think in the 10 batters he faced, he struck out 8 of them. Now, some will say, well, those are mop-up roles or whatever. But I think that you'll maybe see a little bit more of him. You know, you hear the term going using a bullpen by a committee. You can't really go that route because until talent comes off the disabled list, you have to have two left-handers in your bullpen in order to try that. So right now, I think Mitchell Boggs is the guy. Maybe you flip-flop the roles, and Franklin is your setup guy, just to keep him in the game and keep his mind right. You know, let's face it, Joe Nathan stepped up yesterday and went to his manager, Ron Gardenhire in Minnesota, and said, hey, let the other guy be the closer. Let me work myself back into this as a setup guy. So, you know, it takes a lot for a guy to do that, to step up and say, hey, Skip, you know, I can help the ball club better if I'm in this role. So we'll see what Franklin thinks. We'll see what Dave Duncan thinks, starting with Tony thinks.
Cardinals broadcaster Mike Claiborne, also of KMOX. Mike, the offense is hitting its stride, and you know everybody, Matt Holliday's on fire again. Pujols is starting to come back, but the kid that I am so impressed with is Colby Rasmus. Every time you look up, he's on base.
Well, Lonnie, you know what? The fact that he's hitting in front of Albert, where he's seeing so many good pitches, is giving him a lot of confidence. And I think one of the things that stands out, Colby's taking a few more walks. He's going the other way with pitches, and he's using his speed to make himself even more dangerous. You're right. He's been really good. I don't know if there's anything more we can say about Lance Berkman, who just announced he was player of the week. Gee, what a surprise there. So right now, everybody's swinging the bat well. Now, I said this yesterday, that as well as we're playing now, let's make sure we keep this tape close by, because when we hit the skid, let's just go back in the room and figure out what we were doing during this stride of something I've never seen before.
And, Mike, I can't believe what Lance Berkman has done. It seems like he's found the fountain of youth. And it seems like he's energized Albert Pujols a little bit. Maybe that he doesn't have as much pressure. Albert seems to be snapping out of it. What's the difference that you've seen in just his approach at the plate?
Well, you know, that everyone's been able to break down the mechanics of Albert, Jeremy. And I always thought his hands are a little too low, because he's got that downward swing. And I think he had more of a level swing, and I think he was getting underballs a little too much. I mean, that's me. Now, granted, I never put a foot in a batter's box in the major league, so who am I? But then again, who are a lot of hitting coaches?
Sure.
So I think that in this case, that was one of the things, but I think you hit on something very important. Albert knowing that he doesn't have to carry the load every night, right, between Berkman and Rasmus and certainly Holliday, those guys have been able to pick up the slack. And how about David Freese continuing to swing a very productive bat?
Well, Mike, I've watched Cardinals baseball a lot of years, and that West Coast swing that they just finished up was some of the most impressive stuff I've seen ever on a West Coast swing.
You know, you're right, Lon. Mike Shannon and I were talking about that this morning, about how they just went out there and just broke up all the furniture. I mean, there wasn't a stick of furniture, you know, that was in one piece, the way the Cardinals just ravished a decent Dodger pitching staff.
Right.
Okay, if you want to say Arizona isn't that good, I may even agree with you on that, but they did face a couple of their best pitchers. You know, and really should have beaten San Francisco at least one more time in that series. So, yeah, it was a very productive road trip, and one that we got out of the way, which I think is important. Now, you know, they got to go out there again to deal with Colorado and certainly San Diego, two very good teams. But, man, anytime you can go in and win a series against the Dodgers, I think that always is a good omen for what's to come.
And, Mike, you have 2 days off now in the next 8 days. That's rare for a baseball team.
Yeah.
Just kind of rejuvenate these guys a little bit. What's that like? I mean, for 8 days, they have 2 days off. That's very rare.
Well, we can catch up on our laundry.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I try and do. You know what, Jeremy? It's one of those things that the way the game is set up, they try and give these guys as many days off early in the year, where you don't burn out your pitching staff, because you still got guys that's trying to stretch it out a little bit, and they don't want to have guys getting hurt. The weather's a little awkward in certain places, and you don't want guys being too stiff and maybe pull something. So it's something that, you know, you try to take advantage of. And, you know, remember, for a lot of these players who left spring training, came straight to St. Louis.
Mike? I think we lost Mike. Well, shoot. All right. I was going to ask you about tomorrow's affiliate day.
Yeah, you're going to be down there in 2 days.
Not tomorrow.
Two days.
Wednesday and Thursday.
You're not leaving me tomorrow. You're not getting out that early.
It's not going to be that easy?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. But what's happening is because we are now an affiliate of the Cardinals and we carry the Cardinals games, Connect FM gets to send a couple people down. And Stevie J is very kind in this. But he's letting myself and my wife go down. So we get to hang out with John Rooney, Mike Claiborne, Mike Shannon, and watch the game from the Champions Club. And so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun
style.
Time. We are. We're riding in style.
I'll be back here. I'll be holding it down. Fred Wakefield's going to join me on Wednesday. We're going to talk a lot of football.
Awesome.
And then I'll have Aaron Matus is going to be in on Thursday with me, as well as Mike Carpenter. So.
And, of course,
plenty of help. We'll be fine without you, Tay.
Come on. I was hoping you were struggling. Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Who knew? Connect FM.